October till the 9th of June the next year. Mm-hmm. Grass didn't even grow, only along the creeks. And we didn't have no grass on the prairie. It didn't even start on the prairie for cattle. And us boys would herd our cattle on the creek banks to get green stuff to eat. That's the longest dry period. And it come rain the 9th of June, and we had two sod plows, and mother and father went to plow and sod, and I planted capricorn every third furrow, you know, that's 3 feet apart. And made the rows, and I had the darndest crop capricorn you ever saw. We fattened the cow out on capricorn meal that fall.
Did everybody do that?
Or yep. Just everybody done that. But it's too dry to plow on the 9th day of June. And father, he got discouraged. And his fellow in Missouri wanted to trade him with Ozark Farm, and he went over there to see it. But when he got over there, the ticks were bad, they liked to eat them and the horses both up. So he got back that night before that rain. Mm-hmm. And you know, we had to work them horses over to dig the ticks out of their mane and tails. And we had to, father had to go over all our clothes that full of them Missouri ticks over in there. And father never even went back. He told the man he wouldn't have a farm man give to him, let alone trade with him.
Didn't mind the farm, but he didn't like the ticks?
Well, they liked to eat him up while he's over there.
What do you call a long period of dry weather?
A dry spell, or drought. Mm-hmm. Called a regular drought. That is really a drought. Mm-hmm. Well, we've had droughts here so that we haven't hardly made any harvest. Mm-hmm. We cut 400 acres of wheat one time and only got 200 bushel. Cutting over that 400 acres, scattered around little patches, you know. Mm-hmm.
That didn't pay for your seed, did it?
Well, we had a header and a thrash machine. Mother's cousin had a thrash machine. So us kids would load the header and we stacked it up. But we made that much, you know. We got either 200 or 400 bushel off and 300 or 400 acres. Just go around the pad. We didn't cut that many acres now. We cut that many acres been sold and the people couldn't afford to harvest, you know. It wasn't worth harvesting.
Mm-hmm. Mercy.
We hauled out the Hennessy about 23 miles and got 35 and 40 cents a bushel for it. Mm-hmm.
That wasn't very good money for a bushel.
Well, we made a living. Mm-hmm. Of course, you can buy a sack of flour 50 cents, you know, and a pair of overhauls 50 cents.
Mm-hmm. What did wheat bring on the market then?
Well, in 95, we had a quite a good little patch of wheat. We had one batch extra good. And regular wheat was 50 cents, or 40 cents. But we took this load of wheat out to Hennessy and we got 50 cents, so Miller gave 50 cents for it. 10 cent premium for it.
That's pretty good.
We thought that had a lot of money, you know. Mm-hmm. Got $5 on a load of wheat.
Mm-hmm. We talked about heating the houses in the early days. We talked about fireplaces, didn't we?
We never had no fireplace.
They didn't have fireplaces?
All had drum stoves or something like that.
Uh-huh. In houses today where they have fireplaces, is there any special term for the bottom part?
Well, of course they have the grate that's put in front of the fireplace, you know. Uh-huh. Kind of protection with the bottom part. I don't know of any special name for it.
Hearth or hearth?
A hearth, yeah. Fire hearth, yeah. Uh-huh. Then the flue, you know, chimney.
And over the fireplace,
there's a special name for that now, where they set flowers or something like that, put books on or just have vases on, you know, mm-hmm. It's shelf, you know, mm-hmm. But that ain't really the name they call it, there's another name they call it.
Mm-hmm. How about those metal things that set on the hearth and have the logs over them?
Well, that's a great.
That's the grate?
Yeah.
Is that for big logs?
Well, any type of log.
Uh-huh. And is there any special word for a large log that you might put back there?
Well, I don't know if there's any special. I used to...